This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by Dina Bingham. Dina is with the Imagination Library Task Force. And we're going to be talking about a benefit for Imagination Library in just a couple of moments. But first, welcome to our program, Dina. Tell us about Imagination Library. How did it begin?
Thanks, Steve. In 1996, Dolly Parton launched an exciting new effort to benefit the children of her home county in East Tennessee. Dolly wanted to foster a love of reading among her county's preschool children and their families. She wanted children to be excited about books and to feel the magic that books can create. Moreover, she could ensure that every child would have books regardless of their family's income. And so she decided to mail a brand new age-appropriate book each month to every child under five. With the arrival of every child's first book, which was The Little Engine That Could, every child can now experience the joy of finding their very own book in their mailbox. These moments continue each month until the child turns five, and in the very last month in the program, they will receive Look Out Kindergarten, Here I Come. And needless to say, the experience has been a huge success, so much that many other communities had clamored to provide the Imagination Library to their children. Dolly thought long and hard about it and decided her foundation should develop a way for other communities to be able to participate. The foundation asked a blue ribbon panel of experts to select just the right books, and they secured Penguin Group USA to be the exclusive publisher for Imagination Library, and a database was built to keep track of the information. So consequently, in March of 2000, she stood at the podium of the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., and revealed the plan for other communities to provide Imagination Library to their children. And as only Dolly can say it, she wanted to put her money where her mouth is, and with such a big mouth, that's a pretty large sum of money, and that's Dolly's words, not mine,
right.
And provide the books herself to the children of Branson, Missouri, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Communities where her businesses now operate, and she thought if other leaders in their communities were willing to do the same, well, something big might just happen, and it did.
It sure did. Tell us about how it works in our community.
Well, first, a community must make the program accessible to all preschool children in their area. The community pays for the books and mailing, promotes the program, registers the children, and enters the information into the database. The task force must raise $21,000 per year for Yancey County to support all of the children of our county, which is not an easy task. From there, the Dollywood Foundation takes over and manages the system to deliver the books to the home.
You talked about having to raise money. We're going to talk about the benefit now that's coming up. Tell us a little bit about the benefit and so forth.
Well, Steve, the Parkway Playhouse has graciously given the proceeds from the performance of Nonsense to Imagination Library. The performance and the benefit is this Thursday, August 2nd, and is featuring an ice cream social before the show, which will begin at 6:15. And then the show will begin at 7:30. Ingalls has donated all of the ice cream for the social, and the cast of Nonsense will be mingling with the crowd. So if you can come out and join us, you will be benefiting a wonderful program in your community.
Let's talk for a second, if we could, about the monies you mentioned that you have to raise. Is that a requirement to continue to be in the program?
It is a requirement. We have to have a minimum amount of money in the bank for Dolly Parton Foundation to continue sending out the books and supporting our task force.
Well, I hope certainly everyone attends the performance of Nonsense. That'll be August 2nd with a ice cream social beginning at 6:15 and the show beginning at 7:30, because all the proceeds from that performance of Nonsense will be contributed to Imagination Library.
Steve, the community needs to know that we need to raise $30 per child per year, and we need to raise $21,000 for the number of children that are in Yancey County to keep participating in the project.
If anybody wants information about the program or if they want to give you money, is there a phone number they can call?
They can call the Mitchell-Yancey Partnership for Children, and their number is 682-0717.
Thank you very much. Dina Bingham with the Imagination Library Task Force. Good luck with your project, and I know it's certainly something that our community can use. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.